You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 4th, and the Democratic primary process, the last vote, has been cast, and that was yesterday in Montana and South Dakota. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, have you been to bed yet?
For about three hours.
You are a Florida congresswoman, the national co-chair of Hillary Clinton's campaign, and you spent last night with the senator at her big rally here in New York. After an historic five-month primary, is the Clinton campaign over?
I think the Clinton campaign is going to go through some introspection. The Clinton campaign is not over at this point. Senator Clinton has not made any decisions, and there are a lot of conversations that need to be had before the primary process comes to a conclusion.
You were with the senator last night, and she spoke with Barack Obama. What did she say about the call?
I didn't hear about the call.
And what was her reaction to him declaring victory last night, as it appears that he may have the numbers to meet the delegate count?
She's really focused on pursuing the issues that are important for during the general election, and she wants to make sure that those issues are addressed and that we have an agenda in the Democratic Party that is going to be really addressed during the general election. That was really her focus. It was the focus of her speech last night, and over the next days and period of time, she's going to talk to advisors, and she asked last night her supporters across the country to communicate with her through her website and let her know what they think.
You talked about this is John Hockenberry, Congresswoman. You talked about a period of introspection in the campaign, but I wonder if we're also talking about a period of negotiating behind the scenes. I mean, is the Clinton campaign prepared to negotiate with the Obama campaign about some sort of signal that might then trigger a concession move on the part of Senator Clinton?
At this point, after the end of the primary process, the campaign will, you know, sit down and evaluate, you know, the landscape now, and I know she's going to consult with advisors and supporters. And again, she's asked her supporters across the country to log on.
No, you said that, but what I'm asking is a little bit different. Are you negotiating with the Obama campaign on a quid pro quo issue?
And I'm going to answer the same way. At this point, the campaign is in a period of introspection, not negotiation.
So you're not looking for a signal from the Obama campaign to trigger concession?
No. What we're looking for is for her supporters across the country to communicate with her on what they think.
Well, what are they going to say? I mean, what kinds of things would they say? Like, Hillary,
well,
stay in.
One of her supporters. And, I mean, what I think should happen next is that some communication needs to occur between the Obama and Clinton campaigns, and they need to reach a conclusion that he and she should run as a ticket. I mean, I think the only way and the best way for us to ensure victory for the Democratic nominee in November is for them to combine their strengths in terms of experience, in terms of demographic support, and run as a team.
There are clearly strong feelings on both sides, by Barack's supporters and by Hillary's supporters. Do you think them joining together, that would be the best way to heal the wounds, perhaps, or some of the bitterness that we've seen?
I think that's the only way that we are going to make sure that we unify the party and make sure that that all of the supporters of both campaigns are enthusiastically behind this ticket. I can tell you there are a lot of hurt feelings, and this is a campaign that has come down to virtually the last vote. Even yesterday's primaries, Montana and South Dakota, were split by the two of them. So it's incredibly important that we unify, and the best way to do that is for them to run together.
So it sounds like you're saying that you're not necessarily going to concede until that ticket is offered.
No, don't put words in my mouth. What I'm saying is, in my opinion, I think that they should run together.
All right, and with the Hillary on the bottom of the ticket?
I think that they should run together at this point.
All right.
I think it's pretty clear what order that would occur in.
All right. Thank you very much. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the 20th Congressional District from Florida, is the co-chair of the National Clinton campaign.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.